Our study today continues in the 18th chapter of Joshua. Last time we'd gotten through the 10th verse. Now beginning with the 11th verse and going through the end of the chapter, through the 28th verse, we have the account of the lot of the tribe of Benjamin. And because of the great number of names of cities and boundaries that are listed in these verses, we're not going to read these verses verbatim, but we're going to give a brief explanation of their meaning, which will be a description of the boundaries and territory of the tribe of Benjamin. As we look at the location of this tribe of Benjamin, we see that on the north boundary was the tribe of Ephraim, which of course was one of the sons of Joseph. Now Joseph was the brother of Benjamin, and Benjamin was not only his only brother, but he was also his young brother. So we have then a big brother to the north who could act as a protector for Benjamin. But he also had a greater protector in the Lord himself, as was said in Deuteronomy 33:12, when the blessing was given Benjamin by Moses. And to Benjamin he said, "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders." Showing that Benjamin certainly was to be a favored and blessed tribe by the Lord. Benjamin had the tribe of Judah on the south border, and we see that afterwards then this tribe would unite with Judah in a faithful adherence to the throne of David and the temple at Jerusalem, and would constitute then the second tribe in the whole kingdom of Judah when there was a division between the tribes. Now, as the tribe of Benjamin had Judah on the south and Joseph on the north in the form of the tribe of Ephraim, it also had the Jordan River on the east and the tribe of Dan on the west. Now, the western border is said to compass the corner of the sea southward in verse 14. But no part of the lot of this tribe came near to the Great Sea, so some of the Bible scholars think that he's talking about any kind of a lake or pool, and this may very well be the pool of Gibeon, which could be called a corner or a portion of the Great Sea. This pool of Gibeon is called the Great Waters of Gibeon in Jeremiah 41:12, and is located on the western border of this tribe. He does name some of the more important cities of this tribe, not all the cities, but the ones that are more important, and Jericho is put first. Now, although Jericho had been defeated, dismantled, and forbidden to be rebuilt as a city with gates and walls, it seemed that it could be built and inhabited as a country village, and so it was not absolutely useless to this tribe, and it was named as one of the cities. We do see that later it was rebuilt and was a prominent city in the time of our Savior. Also, Gilgal is one of the cities in this tribe. It's the place, you remember, where Israel first encamped, and it's also the place when Saul was made king in 1 Samuel 11:15. It afterwards became a very profane place. We read in Hosea 9:15 about all their wickedness is in Gilgal. Bethel also was in this tribe. You remember it was defeated along with the city of Ai, and it became a very famous place. Although Benjamin adhered to the house of David and stayed with the throne at Jerusalem, yet Bethel, it seems, was in the possession of the house of Joseph, according to Judges 1:23-25, and there Jeroboam set up one of his calves. Also we have in this tribe Gibeon, and you remember Gibeon now was the city that where the people came and pretended that they'd come from a long distance off, and they made a covenant with the children of Israel under false pretenses so that they would not be slaughtered and have their possession taken away from them. And they then were tributaries or servants to the Israelites. And this city of Gibeon also was the place where the altar was in the beginning of Solomon's time, according to 2 Chronicles 1:3. Gibeah was also located in this tribe. It was the home of Saul when he was called to be king, and later remained his home and capital. Mizpah was here, and near it was Samuel's Ebenezer, and also Anathoth, which was Jeremiah's city. And also the northern port of Jerusalem belonged to this tribe, and it adjoined to the very area where the temple was. And so we see when the blessing was given in Deuteronomy 33:12, and that blessing said, "And he shall dwell between his shoulders." This is thought to be referring to the fact that the hill upon which the temple was located was right within the immediate boundaries of the tribe of Benjamin. The Apostle Paul came from this tribe, and this is stated in Romans 11:1 and Philippians 3:5, but we do not know exactly what part of the country he came from. So that concludes the 18th chapter of Joshua. Now as we begin the 19th chapter, we see that in this chapter, the lot of the other six tribes is described, as well as the particular lot that was given to Joshua himself.